This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, National Ag Week and Day were 2 weeks ago, and Iowa celebrated Iowa Ag Week last week. However, the events come to a culmination tonight in Ankeny for the Ag Leaders Dinner. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to speak along with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg, and it's a celebration of all the work the ag industry and farmers are doing to benefit our state. We'll talk more with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg and his praise of our farmers right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
Last week during Iowa Ag Week, I had the chance to catch up with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg, and we reflected on what we are doing to help feed and clothe the world. Of course, Secretary Nagg spoke very highly of our ag industry and our farmers.
Yeah, we have to do things a little bit bigger here in Iowa. You know, there's a National Ag Day, but we do an Iowa Ag Week, and we're in the middle of that. And it really is a time just to celebrate the impact of Iowa's agriculture. But we're also going to highlight a few things, too, around, you know, days of acts of service, honoring the legacy of the Iowa farmer, talking about resiliency. Later this week, I'll be visiting some of the farms that were impacted by tornadoes last year and, you know, talk about the next generation and then also celebrate our leadership position when it comes to agriculture here in Iowa. Of course, what we want to do is thank those who are involved. But we also want to highlight for those that maybe aren't directly involved in ag, the importance of what we do and how really the American way of life is dependent on our agriculture. So we think it's perfectly acceptable to celebrate all week long. And we'll end with our Ag Leaders Dinner next week, the culmination of a week long celebration.
While we visited, Nagg also talked about how resilient Iowa farmers are, especially during difficult times, and how we can be proud also of the younger generation of kids that are embracing being the next generation of ag leaders in the state.
These are times where you say, look, we have to deal with the here and now. We've got, you know, markets that are challenging for us. We've got high input costs. We've got, you know, a year that's got some headwinds and some uncertainty coming at us. And at the same time, we have to look far enough ahead to have that vision to say, well, what are the things that we have to make sure are done so that we can be successful into the future? Take care of our soil and our water, have predictability and stability when it comes to policy and access to capital, encourage that next generation. I don't mind telling you, I was with some third graders, some fourth graders, and some eighth graders yesterday in classrooms, all about talking about the next generation. And these are not all farm kids that I was talking to either, and just trying to really talk about all the opportunities, all the needs that exist within the ag community. It's not just what happens on the farm that is involved in agriculture. It's the things that happen on both ends, upstream and downstream from the farm, that are so critically important. And there's really a place for everyone. And what better way to give back to folks than to provide them with something that they need every single day, that being food. And so, I'm excited by what I see. There aren't challenges in terms of that next generation and transition planning.
U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is making her first visit to the state today and will be the keynote speaker tonight at the Ag Leaders Dinner. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.